人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的特别节目。今天我非常高兴的邀请到华盛顿州第47选区的参议员的候选人 Bill Boyce。欢迎 Bill 参加我们的节目。我们也感谢雪涛担任翻译。
观众听众朋友们大家好。So today we invited candidate of Washington State Senator of the 47th District, Bill Boyce, to our program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today. Thank you very much.
首先我们那个简单介绍一下 Bill 啊。那 Bill 呢，他是出生在北卡罗莱纳州，那么他出生的时候呢还是那个有种族隔离啊，那个就是黑人跟其他社区。那么他后来呢是成为我们华盛顿州肯特市的首位黑人的那个市议员。那么如果这一次的州参议员他竞选，他如果当选的话呢，也会成为第47选区的首位非裔美国人的州参议员啊。那么 Bill,
Let's first give an introduction of Bill. So Bill attended segregated school as a child, grew up in North Carolina, and he later became the first black councilman to serve on the Kent City Council. If elected, he will be the first black senator from the 47th district.
Bill 他18岁的时候就参军啊，在那个华盛顿州的Fort Lewis， 就是路易斯堡那个地方担任陆军啊。那么因为他喜欢这个地方，所以呢他决定留下来。
So, Bill came to the Washington state as a U.S. Army born ranger and stationed at Fort Lewis when he was 18 years old. And he loved this place so much, he decided to stay here.
在他当选肯特市的市议员之前呢，他在那个肯特的就是学区啊，当了那个理事，就 school board。有16年之久，那么还其中呢有4届担任这个 board 的主席啊，就是就学期的主席。那么他曾经被前任华盛顿州的州长骆家辉任命为就是监督警察的一个就是责任的，就是一个官员啊。那么他后来呢到波音公司担任那个人事部门的主管有30年之久，他还是就是港警医疗中心的理事会成员。
So before being elected as a city councilman, Bill served on the school board of Kent for 16 years, including 4 terms as a board president.And he was appointed by former Governor Gary Locke to oversee and oversee the police officers as an official doing that. And he has been a human resource leader at Boeing for over 30 years and also served on the board for Harborview Medical Center.
Bill 的经历非常令人印象深刻，就 very impressive。 所以呢我的第一个问题就是您是为什么会做决定要参选华盛顿州第47选区的参议员的？
So Bill, you have a very impressive experience, as we see. And my first question for you is, could you tell us why you decided to run for the state senator for the 47th district?
Yes, thank you very much. I really appreciate the question. You know, I really care about the state of Washington. And as I said, I came here as a young kid here in the military as an Airborne Ranger paratrooper, and I've been here ever since. And I just watched the way things continue to change within the state. You continue to see crime is at an all-time high, you know, and you also look at the taxes. We continue to get tax after tax after taxes, and this place is getting very, very expensive to live. And we've got a housing crisis where you got over 250,000 homes where we are short, where people can't live in. For example, I do have a daughter who's been looking for a house for quite some time, and she continue to get outbid, right? And then also education. I just think our education system, we spend a lot. You look at your property bill, a lot of that money goes towards education. But, yet still, Washington State is not ranked up in the upper tier for based on the money that we spend on education. So, for me, it's really focused on just trying to bring stuff further back and, you know, especially with the crime, the homelessness. We really need to get our arms around it, and I truly believe we can do better.
谢谢你的这个问题。我想说我之所以来竞选议员参议员，是因为我对这个州非常的关注，而且我很希望做一些事情来帮助这个州的人民。比如说我们因为我从很小的时候就来到这里，当时是作为空军的伞兵士兵来的，并且我一直留在了这里。我想希望看到这个州的一些改变，包括税收的，因为我们这里的税收有很多是不完善的，同时我也看到了这个州的房价非常的高，有将近20万的人可能是没有办法买到自己心仪的房子的，包括我的女儿，同时这里的教育系统。也需要得到一些改善，包括房产税，用于买房的这一部分投资的它的这个数额，这些都是可以改变的一些方面。我希望能够给华州的家庭带来更多的帮助。
我们知道您参选。就是市议员之前啊，就是担任过16年的，就是 school board 的，就是学区的那个董事会的成员，然后呢又担任了4届的那个学区董事会的主席。那么这段经历对您日后的那个从政的经历有什么样的影响呢
？We know that before you come to run for the senator, you have been on school board for 16 years, including four terms of the board president. So what is the impact of this experience on your later political career?
Thank you very much. I think for me, I think initially we always believe I want to be able to give back. That's one thing my parents always taught us, to be able to give back. And I had quite a few kids in the school at the time, and it was going through the school in Kent education system, and I just wanted to be able to be part of it. I want to make sure that we have a foundation for all of our kids could be successful. And I really, truly care about kids. I think kids are our future, and we need to make sure we prepare them for life after high school. So for me, you know, I also want to share that even my daughter, she is a educator to teach.
Can I translate the first part first?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. 所以我的第一个最直观的得到的经验是我们需要回报这个社会因为我的小孩也是在这个 Kent 的教育系统里获得教育我希望这个教育系统能够是非常良好运行的。并且我希望我们都成为他之中的一员，为将来的公民奠定成功的基础，我们应该是向前看的，就是为了孩子们的将来做好准备。
And I also want to add, too, that also my daughter is an educator, right? She's a second grade teacher in the Issaquah School District. And, you know, education is important to us, and I'm glad to see that she's doing a good job as a teacher. And on top of that, I got lots of friends and family who are also educators. So education is a key, and I think, you know, it really helped set me and my foundation for us really wanting to get in politics and get involved.
同时我想指出我的女儿她自己也是一个教育者她在伊萨卡的二年级教书是一个老师并且她这份工作干得挺好的我们也有很多同事朋友亲人在这个选区的教育系统里教育是非常重要的不管是对于社会还是家庭来说。
Nice. 我们知道您被前任的华盛顿州州长骆家辉就是他是民主党人啊任命为监督警察的那个职责的一个官员那么您从这段经历里面有没有学到什么
So we know that you were appointed by a demographic governor Gary Locke to oversee police officers accountability and what did you learn from this experience?
Wow, that was a fantastic experience, right? I had the opportunity, once got appointed by Governor Locke, and this was through my state senator for the 47th district at this time, Senator Steve Johnson. So he kind of nominated me, and I was lucky to get chosen by Governor Locke, and I was the first citizen to ever sit on accountability board. And that's when I really got to see firsthand on the thing that our police officers go through for training and doing ride-along and it's really opened my eyes about the job that they do in keeping us safe. I had the opportunity of meeting Governor Locke a couple of times. One was when I was on the school board, and he came to one of our school. And then I just think, you know, Governor Locke is, at the time, my impression with him is it really wasn't about party line as we get into today. It was really about doing the right thing. And I think it was a highlight of my career, meeting the first governor, him at the same time, and I believe he did a great job for the state of Washington.
这是一个非常有意义的经历，并且非常的棒。当时我有这个机会为骆家辉州长服务，是因为受到了 Johnson 议员的提名，这使我能够直接的看到对于警员的培训，并且获得第一手的资料，我能够知道他们都是怎样工作的，怎样让我们能够保证我们的安全。尽管骆家辉州长他是民主党的，但是我们更多的不是讨论党派的差异，而是一起做正确的事情。
How do you think？就是您觉得那个？骆家辉州长人怎么样
？What do you think of former Governor Locke？
Like I say, I had opportunity to meet him a couple of times. I really think he did a phenomenal job as a governor, first Chinese governor in the state, and really, you know, just kind of helped me think and believe that you know you can do anything you want to do, right? And he was so personal and. Not only that, after he got through serving as a governor, he went to serve in Washington, D.C., right? And really just a phenomenal guy, and I just enjoyed meeting him. And, you know, diversity, right? You know, you think about him and diversity really kind of set the example and the roadmap that really you can be and do anything you want to. So I think he's been a hero to a lot of us and for us doing the right thing here for the state and been a role model, too.
对，我觉得他是一个非常棒的州长。就是能够为他工作是一件非常好的事。我跟他有几次见面的机会，并且有谈论。他是第一位华裔州长，并且后来到了DC 工作。他给我们展示了社区的多样性可以给这个社区带来更多的益处。他能够给我们机会相信并且去想我们希望做的任何事情所以我很很 感到非常的荣幸，并且很享受跟他的交流。
您在就是波音公司担任那个人事那个领导啊，有30多年，那么你能不能跟我们分享一下您在波音公司工作的经历？
You have been a human resource leader at Boeing for over 30 years. Could you please share with us your experience working at Boeing?
Well, I must be a little biased, I must say, but I think it's the world's greatest company. You know, think about it, you know, we make airplane. What a great thing to do. So we all flew in an airplane one time or another. But I had a great career at the Boeing company. You know, it put me through college, put my kids through college. I had opportunity to do all different types of assignment as an HR leader within the Boeing company, and really just truly look forward every day going to work and trying to make a difference. After 30-plus years, HR decided to do something different within the Boeing company, and I am now an operation manager in the Auburn Fabrication Division at the Boeing company. I just want to say the last that you can do anything you want from A to Z, you know, it's all about opportunity. So I have had a great career there, and I really, truly enjoy working for the Boeing company.
我这样说可能有一点偏爱的色彩，但是我觉得波音是这个世界上最伟大的公司。你想想，他们是制作飞行器的，做造飞机的，这是多么重大并且不得了的能力，而且所有的人都会因这因那的会坐飞机，所以它是影响世界的一个企业。作为人力资源的领导，我经常可以和大家开会，并且传达公司的精神。每一天我都能够为这个企业及这个社会做一些改变，包括和各种运营的领导和其他部门的领导一起合作。我想说，只要你能想到的，你就能够做到。
好，我们暂时见一下广告，广告之后回来。Let's have a break.
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
疫情对每个人都造成了影响，但移民中的很多人无法获得联邦纾困补助金。因此，在华盛顿州，我们设立了华盛顿州 COVID-19 新冠病毒移民救灾急难补助基金。申请人有机会获得$1,000以上的补助金，申请人的信息是保密的。请在11月14日之前到 www.immigrantreliefwa.org 申请，或致电844-620-1999了解相关资讯。
您知道儿童在暴露于空气污染时面临最大的健康风险吗？当我们减少空气污染，您可以帮助确保健康和经济效益，惠及当今首当其冲的空气污染社区。这始于您决定采取行动，并加上您的声音。华盛顿州生态部邀请大家帮助我们确定识别受空气污染严重影响的负担过重的社区的最佳方法。这不仅仅是口头上的服务，这也是法律。因此，请于10月12日、10月18日、10月20日、10月26日和11月1日通过远程会议加入我们，参加虚拟公开讨论。我们将提供多语种的字幕和实时口译员。请访问 www.ecy.wa.gov/overburden进行预注册。那是 www.ecy.wa.gov/overburden。您有权参与并加入华盛顿州在气候变化方面的令人自豪的领先工作。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的一个特别节目。今天非常有幸的请到华盛顿州第47选区的参议员的候选人 Bill Boyce。Bill 他有非常就是令人印象深刻的非常不同寻常的经历。他的人生的每一步都走得非常的精彩啊。他担任过那个先是在北卡上学，到了华盛顿州当兵啊， 然后留到华盛顿州之后呢，他又在学区做了16年的那个 board member， 啊，又在波音公司做人事的一个主管啊。那么他也参选了那个肯特市的市议员，现在已经担任10年。那我接下去的问题就是您在肯特市担任市议员有10年之久，那么您给肯特市带来了什么？
So Xiao Yuan introduced you again and had his next question, which is, you have been a city council member of Kent City. What did you bring to the city?
Well, thank you very much for the question. After serving 16 years on the Kent School Board, and my youngest son graduated from high school, I feel in order to be a good school board member, it's always nice to have kids in the school system. So after my youngest son graduated,I felt like it was time for me to pass the baton to someone else, but I was still want to be able to give back to my city, and I decided to run for Kent City Council, my first time running against an 8-year incumbent, and I won the race. And it was very exciting to be on the Kent City Council. At the time, Dana Raff, who's the current mayor, we ran together, and we both came on the council at the same time in 2012.You know, when we first got there, we was really, from a financial perspective, we have a very low reserve. You know, I think we maybe had $100,000 in capital funding. And I think we worked together, put some policy in place to make sure that we got a nice fund balance for rainy days. So I think right now we're right around almost 30% plus for a fund balance for the city of Kent. We also put policy in place to, at the time, that our police officer, we was really...didn't have enough staff to really serve the community. So we put policy in place to hire at least new 4 officers every year, and that doesn't include the attrition ones. And we immediately got up to our staffing for police officers to serve the community. Yes.
Okay, let me finish this part. 所以我之前是在Kent 的校区委员会做 board member 做董事会成员有16年，但是随着我的儿子高中毕业以后，我觉得如果再在校区工作的话，应该是有一个正在读书的孩子比较好，所以我就想到了到其他的地方去尝试一下。我当时竞选了市议员。并且和当时的市长一起进入了这个 office 这一届的成员当中。我们当时其实有非常低的一个怎么讲，就是储备，就是我们的财务状况不是特别好。当时的我们的资金来源不是特别理想，所以我们做的第一件事就是争取提高我们的经费一个平衡的程度，使我们的经费有了一个很显著的提升。同时我们也在招聘新的公务人员的这方面也做了很多的工作，包括招聘新的警员和警长，对，就是聘用 staff 的这方面。
Yes, and I also like to add is one other thing. Yes, I'm the first African American to serve on the Kent City Council, but also Kent City Council is probably one of the most diverse council, I would say probably in the state, right? Very diverse, and Kent ranked number 6 as the most diverse city, right? So our city council definitely represent our community.
同时我也是第一位非裔的美国人在这个市议会当中服务的。我想说Kent 市本来就是一个非常多元化的一个城市，它的市议会也是一个非常多元化的，这在整个州都是很有特色的。
如果您当选为华盛顿州第47选区的参议员的话，您觉得就是最高优先权的事情是什么？
Next question is, what are your top priorities if you are elected the state senator of 47th district?
Thank you very much. Really, my top priority is really the first one is public safety. As you all know, either you or somebody you know have been impacted by crime. We got people breaking into business, stealing stuff, really just a lack of accountability. So I want to make sure that our police officers have the tools to be able to do the job. At the same time, we want to hold our police officer accountable as well, too. So public safety, number one, taxes, right? Seems like there's always a new tax coming out. They got the long-term care tax. And I like to be able to keep money in people's pocket, right? And I think we need to find ways, especially when you got a huge surplus at the state level, and they continue to find ways to take money out of people's pocket. Housing, we got a shortage of housing. You know, we need to make sure that we can have enough homes so people can get into homes. And last but not least is education. I really want to make sure that in our education system, are we doing the right thing to make sure that our kids, when they graduate, either they're ready for college or they're ready for some type of trade school. So those would be the things that I would like to focus on in my 4 years as a state senator.
Bill 介绍了四个方面，首先是公共安全方面，就是要因为每个人都会受到公共治安的影响，包括各种形式的犯罪，比如说有人就是闯入你的办公地点偷窃之类的。这些事件之所以发生，一个重要的原因是警察以及局长没有受到非常好的就是没有体现出他们的责任，缺乏了一个问责的过程。所以我们要做的是要让每一个警员都切实的负起责任来对于这个地区的治安问题。另一个方面是关于税收，我们希望减少一些不必要的税收，包括长期看护这样一个工资税。我们希望把钱都更多的留在我们选民的口袋里，让他们能够自由的支配这些钱。第三个方面是房屋住就是居住的问题，就是我们要提供更多的可购的房屋资源，让我们的选民能够有地方住，居有所住有处。还有第四个方面就是教育，我们希望我们的教育系统能够帮助孩子们为他们的未来打好基础，不管他们是要去到大学或者是贸易类型的技术学校。
太棒了。我们知道就是2020年啊，西雅图也有跟全美国差不多都有那个黑命贵这样的抗议，然后呢之后呢就全美国很多地方都有那个削减警察经费的运动。那么当然这也会造成一些后果啊。那么就是您为什么觉得我们应该增加警察经费而不是减少警察经费呢？
The next question is about police funding. So after the Black Lives Matter protest in 2020, many places in this nation, they argue for defunding of police. And this movement is across the nation. So why do you think we should increase instead of decrease the funding for police?
Yeah, I think, you know, what got the movement going is what happened with George Floyd. We all was able to see that, and definitely it have to be heart-aching to all of us, right? And there have been other incidents as well, too, where police probably overstepped their boundary and so on. But for me, I don't think, that we need to defund the police because of that, right? Anything, I think, is accountability and more training. Give them the tools to do their job. I think in any job, any company, you know, you're always going to have that 2-3% that's probably not doing what they should be doing. And I think that's probably the case in the police. Once they saw the George Floyd, they assume all the police officers are bad. And that's not the case at all. I think the police officers, most of them, a great percentage of them, maybe 95-97%, want to do a good job. They want to go out and protect and serve. And And those who are not following the policy and not doing the right thing, yes, we need to flush them out. At the end of the day, public safety is so crucial. And you can tell over the last 2 years just what's going on with the crime rate, the breaking in. It's just way out of hand. I want us to fully fund our police officer. I want to give them the tools to do their job, and I want to hold them accountable.
Okay. 这个黑命贵的事件确实是让人非常心痛的，它的起因，而且我们大家在这一点上都是有共识的，但是我不觉得这是我要削减警察经费的一个理由，相反的，我认为应该更去强调警察的责任和他们应尽的义务，同时给他们提供各种培训，让他们能够有执行他们职责的这些工具在手中。不仅仅是警察，在很多组织里可能都有2%-3%的人他们是不合格的，但是绝大多数的人95%-97%吧，他们是这些警察是好警察，他们希望能够保护公众，并且能够为他们服务，对于这些警察我们应该是应该让他们继续能够继续工作，并且给他们好的培训和工具帮助他们履行自己的职责。同时我们也看到现在的社会治安问题是一个非常重要的问题，在很多地方可能公共安全已经是我们需要我们得到我们更多的支持，而不是削减经费。所以我的回答是，对于那2%-3%的坏警察，我们确实要解雇他们，但是对于更多的好警察，我们应该提供更多的资源给到他们。
Nice。 我们知道您也在倡导就是要那个取消华盛顿州的那个长期医保的一个那个收入税啊，那么您为什么觉得这是有必要去取消这个 long term care 的那个收入税呢？
We see that you support repealing the so-called long term care income tax. So what's your reason for doing that? Why do you think it's necessary not to have this income tax?
Thank you for the question. To me, it's just another tax, right? I mean, they've signified lots of ways and lots of reasons to tax people. And you think about for this long-term care, I think the maximum is right around $38,000-$39,000, right? So when you think about it today, if you happen to be on that program and if you want to go to a real nice place, you probably can stay there maybe 3 months maybe, and that's about it. You go to a place that's not so good, you might consider 8 months, but you might not come out there alive, right? So I just think I like us to give people money back into their pocket. We don't need the state putting all these programs around to take money out of people's pocket. And on top of that, the system is already bankrupt, and it haven't even started yet. So what that means, your payroll deduction tax is going to go up if you're part of this program again. It's going to get very, very expensive. And to me, you got the long-term care tax. You know, for me, I support sales tax reduction. I believe property tax exemption for $250,000. You know, we just need to find ways to put money back in people's pocket and stop taking away. I think we are more than capable of managing our funds ourselves. Thank you.
我想说这个长期看护税它就是另外一种税吧。政府有的时候会以各种名目征收税，但是实际效果不一定很好。比如这个税，它现在可能能让你在3个月内去到一个比较好的医院，受到护理，但是这3个月之后你就得离开那里，然后去到一个不太好的地方，可能待上个8个月。所以我们觉得政府其实没有这个能力，让所有的人都享受到最好的医疗，所以应该把这个钱退还到公民自己的手中，让他们能够 自己做出决策。同时这个税它是非常高的，直接从你的工资里扣掉。我们不仅在主张取消这个税，在其他的一些税收，比如说房产税和消费税上，我们也尽量提倡减税，希望能够让公民得到把钱重新还到他们的钱包里。
I also want to add too, Washington State got the highest gas tax price in the country, right? And on January 1st, there's going to be another 46 cents going to get added, but people don't even know about it. So it's very expensive, and like I said, it's another way to continue to tax people.
我想补充一点，就是这个汽油税，华州也是全美相当高的一个州之一，而且从明年的1月1号开始，每一加仑的汽油还会增加46美分的税，所以这也是一个我希望大家能够意识到，但是很多人还没有意识到的一个税收的方向。
好，我们再进一下广告 ，Let's have another break。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
惠安娜联邦医疗保险优先计划秉持惠人关怀精神，以您为先，30多年来倾听回应符合联邦医疗保险资格者的需求，专注支援您的整体健康，并提供各种计划选择与服务，让您能从联邦医疗保险中获享更多。更有华语持照保险经纪人助您找到适合的计划，拥有健康的黄金岁月。快致电855-838-2963，听障专线711，洽询华语持照保险经纪人。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目的特别节目。今天我非常有幸的请到华盛顿州第47选区的参议员的候选人 Bill Boyce。那我们继续问 Bill 啊，就是您跟您的那个竞选的对手相比，您最大的优势在哪里？
Our next question for Bill is, what's your biggest advantage over your opponent in this election?
Thank you very much. I think at the bottom line, it's going to be about experience, right? I think if you look at my resume, you know, first of all, I experienced a lot of things as a young kid growing up in the state of North Carolina in the 60s and watched a lot of stuff happen, right? But if you look at my resume, I would say that, you know, I was 16 years on the school board.Where I have the opportunity to set policy and put policy in place to make sure that our kids receive a good education. My time on the city council, good policy in place. We got a strong fund balance. We try to do everything we can not to raise taxes on our citizens in the city of Kent. As far as property taxes, we kept it right around 11%. In addition to that, you know, just my experience on the Harvard Board of Trustees, really kind of gave me a different insight on how the hospital run and the shorter staff and the challenge that they are going against. And on top of that, I am the chair of the Sound City Association, which is where 38 cities get together on a monthly basis and try to put policy in place to help shape the state and so on. And on top of that, I was a founding member of the YMCA in Kent that we just started about 3 years ago, opened up. So I think just based on the things that I've done, my 30-plus years at the Boeing Company have definitely prepared me for this assignment, and I'm looking forward to being the next state senator for the 47th district.
哇，非常多的经历，我都有点记不下来了。所以Bill 他说之所以他能够战胜他的，他有希望战胜他的对手，是因为他有很多很丰富的经历，包括你看他的简历就可以看到，从小时候在北卡长大，在那里受教育，然后来到 Kent 之后，作为校董事员及董事主席，能够把很多的政策付诸实施，帮助孩子们获得更好的教育，然后在做市议员的时候，帮助恢复资金的平衡，以及尽量少的征税，还有在那个港警受托人董事会担任主席的时候，能够看到一个医院是怎样运作的，他们都有哪些挑战和机遇，还有在南部城市联盟公共事务委员会担任主席的时候，能够和更多的城市的联盟的其他的成员一起把政策变为现实，以及在YMCA 担任之前担任过成员，在波音公司做过人事主管，这些种种的经历都给他非常多的帮助，让他能够为竞选参议员做好准备。
啊，我们知道您是肯特市的首位市议员，然后呢，这次选举如果您当选的话，也是第47选区的首位那个非裔美国人的那个就是参议员啊。那么就是所以这次选举您是不是就是特别渴望胜利，然后就是您作为一个非裔美国人的这个政治家，您觉得这个选举的意义在哪里？
So you are the first African American City Council member in Kent, and if you are elected this time, you will become the first black state senator of the 47th district. So is this special identity calling you to win this competition, and what's your insight of being an African-American politician?
I think for me, really, I just want to be a role model, right? We talked about Governor Lott earlier. I'm not about Governor Lott. I think he's been a role model for a lot of people today. I want to be a role model as well, too. I want people to know that you can do anything you want to do, and that, you know, it's we should always, always get involved, right? There's always something for us to do, and it don't have to be on a politician side, but I think there's a lot of things that we could do to make this world better, and that's what I really try to focus on is, you know, it's always easy to complain, right? And but I remember my dad told me a long time ago, either you complain or you get involved. So I always like being part of the solution, and I look forward to working with my peers, once I become state senator, and I believe 80% we can agree on what's best for this state, and we should work on those and get those done. And the hard 20%, we're going to work through those later. So for me, at the end of the day, it's just being a role model and letting people know you can do anything you want to and be anything you want to.
我想给我这个经历给我最大的启示是，我希望能够成为一个行为上的模范，给更多的年轻人包括非裔美国人给在今天这个社会上给他们一个模范示范的作用，让他们知道你应该去做你想做的任何事情，并且同时非常重要的是要参与进去，包括不同各种各样的社会的公益的活动，不一定是要成为一个政治家，但是你可以成为任何一种人，但是你一定要参与其中。我以前听我的父亲说，抱怨是非常容易的一件事情，但是难的是你不仅知道哪里有问题，你还参与进去去做一些改变。 成为解决方案的一部分。所以我现在希望的是，如果我能成为47选区的参议员，那么我将和我的同事一起，去，在提高我们的州的各方面去做一些工作，包括这其中有80%是大家公认的，共同可以协作的东西，可能还有20%是我们需要排除去求同存异的一些东西，最后的 bottom line 就是希望大家能够去做你们想做的。
啊，还有一个问题就是，我们知道华盛顿州，就是参议院跟众议院都是由民主党人控制的。那么，如果这次您当选的话，是不是有助于平衡这个立法机关的权力？
We know that for both the House and of Representative and the Senate, in Washington State, the majority is from Democratic, Party. So if you are elected this time, do you think it's a balance between the power of different parties?
I do. We have a good chance of maybe flipping the party, but if we don't,just to add two or three, I think it'll help bring the conversation together. Right now, we have as you know, Democratic House, Democratic Senate, and a Democratic governor, and there's really no conversation, right? So if we can get two or three heads to be part of the Senate, it'll force some of the conversation to come about between the two parties. And I just think we really need to focus on what's best for the citizen of the state of Washington and make sure we put good policy in place and work as a team to try to get things done. So at the end of the day, I'm hoping that we can flip the Senate. If we can't flip the Senate, we can win three or four seats. And then I think that will force some good conversation and dialogue.
如果我们真的能够把参议院变成共和党制做主要，那将会是一个非常好的事情。但是即使我们做不到的话，我们也能增加两三个、四五个共和党的成员，这样可以给我们的政府带来更多的更多的竞争关系，以及从不同的方面讨论问题的氛围。因为现在华州的众议院、参议院以及州长都是民主党成员，这可能会使得一些conversation 一些关于议题的讨论比较片面，所以我们希望能够做到的是为华盛顿的居民和整个州带来好处的这样的事情。所以如果能够增加更多共和党的成员，这将为整个州的政治色彩、政治氛围带来更多的多元性和讨论的色彩。
在您的职业生涯当中，谁对您的帮助是最大的？
Could you tell us who helped you most or influenced you most in your political career?
There's probably been lots of people who influenced me in political career. Excuse me. I think Martin Luther King, I mean, kind of sticks out to me for the things that he stood for. And like I said, growing up in the South in a very segregated school system and in the state, it was tough during that time. And just trying to, you know, all you want is to be treated fair and give respect and treat equally like everyone else. I think some of the things that he stood for really sticks out in my head. And I think even John F. Kennedy is another one that sticks out in my head. And so there's a lot of people. And I just think not a politician, but I think my parents really played a big role into what shaped me and helped me be the person that I am. So I will say those would be the one that kind of sticks out of my head.
有非常多的人对我的政治生涯产生了影响。如果要说政治家的话，我能想到的是马丁路德金和肯尼迪总统。比如因为我是成长在南部的一个我在南部的北卡长大，然后上的是有种族分离的学校，在那个时候一种希望被公正和平等对待的意愿就已经根植在我的心中，而这两位政治家为了非裔美国人以及所有美国人的平等的平等的待遇的这个抗争是非常影响我的。除了政治家，我想说我的父母也是对我影响非常重大的人，他们塑造了我，使我成为现在的我。我想他们对我的影响也是非常深远的。
讲一讲您的家庭情况吗？
Could you say something about your family?
Oh, absolutely. That's probably the best question so far, right? You know, my wife and I, we've been married for 36 years, and we have 5 beautiful kids, all adult kids, all college graduate, and 3 out of the 5 got master's degree, really being a productive member of society. I'm very proud of all of my kids being able to... go to high school, go to college, and be a productive member of society. My wife is a Lutheran pastor. She has a church up in Redmond, a faith Lutheran church in Redmond. And I got 6 beautiful grandkids, you know, and what a joy to be able to spend time with them and play with them. They call me Papa, right? So had a great time. And for me, I am very lucky to have a wall living in this state, and they all probably live within 30 miles from me, but that's one of the reasons why I want to make sure not only my grandkids and your kids, we don't want to become like California, right? Have people move because they can't afford to live in this state here, and I think that's the direction we're going. So I enjoy my kids, I love my kids, these are the people that kind of get me going every day.
我想这是到现在为止最棒的一个问题。我和我的太太已经结婚36年了，我们有5个已经成年的孩子，他们都去到大学接受教育，其中3个还拿到了硕士学位，他们现在都是在这个社会的各个方面做着非常有成效的工作，是社会非常好的成员。我的太太她是路德教的牧师，同时我们还有6个孙子辈的孩子，他们叫我 Papa， 我很喜欢跟他们一起玩，一起花时间跟他们在一起，而且他们住得很近，所以这也是我为什么想要提出可购的房屋这个作为我的一个政治的目标，因为我们希望你即使要搬家，但是也要能够买得起房，并且能够住到你想住的任何地方。
如果有选民他们想支持您的话，是通过什么方式呢？
If our voters want to support you, how can they do that?
Yes, go to my website, votebillboyce.com. There's a lot of information on my website where you can read about me. If you want to make a donation, you can do that. If you want to, you know, help knock on doors, wave signs, there's a lot of information on my website. So go to votebillboyce.com.
他们可以在网上找到我，votebillboyce.com， 他们可以到到我这里家住的地方来投票，来给一些资助，但是他们同时也可以通过网上找到我。
您是不是跟我们那个就是华盛顿州第47选区的选民，特别是我们华人社区的选民说几句话，特别的话。
Could you say something to the voters of 47th district, especially the Chinese community?
Yes, very much. I think it's important that we must vote, right? I mean, everybody have a voice, and sometimes you say my one voice don't make a difference, but your one voice do make a difference. So you have a lot of people who saying that one voice will make a difference. There's a lot of people who not voting. So please, encourage you to vote. Do your homework. Read up on your material. I will hope that you vote for me, Bill Boyce, for the 47th District State Senator. And if you don't live in 47, if you have people who you know that live in 47, give them a call and point them to my website and encourage them to go out and vote for me. Thank you very much.
我想说的是，投票是非常重要的。每一个人的声音都是有力量的，不要以为一票不会产生什么样的影响。如果每一个人都去投一票，它就会产生不同的影响。同时要做一些功课，去读一些各个候选人的资料，进行一些研究，然后做出你的决定。如果你不在47选区，也可以打电话给47选区的你的朋友，让他们了解他们选区的候选人。最后就是为我投票，希望你们能够走出家里来投票。谢谢大家。
我们也预祝您能够竞选成功。然后呢，最后呢，我们想说，you have our endorsement.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we hope you best success in this competition.
You did an awesome job with your translation. I'm very impressed. So thank you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you much. 感谢华盛顿州第47选区的参议员的候选人 Bill Boyce 参加我们的节目，然后请各位听众朋友访问他的网站 vote billboyce.com.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.